the world's craziest actors, Cliff and Lolly, the Nuts of Harmony.
There, now, see what I told you? I told you if you didn't stop that infernal banging on the piano, the landlord would get on us. You...
Hello? Hello, yes, this is the firm Cliff and Lolly, divorce attorneys. Oh, you say you have a case for it.
Ask him how much it is, of course.
Shut up, idiot.
No, no, pardon me, not you, Mrs. Ellis. I was speaking to my secretary.
Secretary? Hey, I'll have you to know that I'm the silent partner here.
Be silent, partner. Well, listen, now, please. No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Ellis, not you. No, I wouldn't have offended you for the world. No, Mrs. Ellis, certainly not. But we'll take care of that for you if you wait, Mrs. Ellis. Certainly. Goodbye, Mrs. Ellis. Say, Cliff, that was Mrs. Ellis.
Was that why I thought it was Mrs. Brown? Well, there must be someone at the door.
By George, I believe there is someone at the door. Oh, hello, Dick.
Hey, hello there, Lolly.
Dick, I want you to meet my partner here. Dick, this is Cliff.
I don't like that mug. What did he say?
I'm sorry, Dick. You see, you don't hear very clearly. He said he wished he had a jug. He's thirsty.
You were.
Still going to college, Dick?
Yes.
What are you taking up?
Space and time, I guess.
No, I mean, what do you study?
Well, who the devil studies?
No, you don't seem to understand. What do you expect to get out of college?
Well, I've had my eye on a cute little blonde.
No, Dick. Now, please. What will you be when you get out of college?
Oh, an old man, I suppose.
Oh, my. I suppose you go in the daytime.
No, I go in the subway. Anything else?
No, you win.
Where shall I put the body, Lolly?
Oh, throw it in the doghouse.
And now my partner and I, and myself, rather, will render that touching little ballad entitled, She Never Goes Out With Mother, Because Mother Goes Out On One Drink. I hope it topples you over.
I'll keep that disposition. Wanna see what makes me feel the way I do.
On two good reasons why.
Happy, we've got those happy people. Give them a low down beat and they begin dancing. We've got those genitals half and so. And when they give it to me, weary blue, can't get into our shoes, because our shoes refuse to ever go weary. We keep cheerful, knowledge, and hope, our music sweet, cause we got so happy. Oh, bad luck, come say, good luck, come away. Look, we're gonna see all of these two great big old people. Bad luck, get away. Good luck, move in the day, but it's just very plain. We don't even have to explain. When you're sad, don't get mad. I'm particularly sure.
We're not done to fight.
But no troubles we can free. When you're blue, most true, you should try our cure.
We're
finally capitalized. Two good reasons why. Happy, we've got those happy people. Give them all those zombies and they begin dancing. We've got those animals happen so. And when they give it to me, thanks, no, my best Jesus, save us all. Weary blue, can't get into our shoes, because our shoes refuse to ever go weary. Oh, we keep triple on an earful of music beach. Cause we've got those happy people.
Well, I got rid of that snake in the grass, all
well,
right.
Well, that's fine, Cliff. But what are you doing tonight?
Hey, are you making me a proposition? Why, I have a date with my little Tansy.
Oh, with your little Tansy. Is that her name, really?
Why, certainly that's her name.
Okay, if after all, you know, why do you call her Tansy? I suppose to get you sweet?
No. Tansy means flower, and believe me, pal, she's been through the mill.
I catch on, but is she a nice girl?
Why, listen to you. Are you casting reflections?
Oh, no, Cliff, not please. Of course not. I mean, who are her people?
Oh, I get it. Why, they're big shots in the iron and steel business.
Oh, is that right?
Sure. Mother irons all day and the old man steals all night.
Ouch. Cliff, that bit me to the quick. But while we're on the subject, did she ever go to college?
Yes, and I still like her.
You still like her? What did she study in college?
She studied to be a taxidermist.
Taxi driver?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Did she pass?
No, she didn't pass.
Why?
She didn't know her stuff. Oh,
oh,
that's pretty bad. Even at that, I think that I'm the luckiest fellow in town.
How do you figure with a face like this?
Well, I have a girl and a cigarette lighter, and they both work.
Jesse Green, just a cheat, certainly is a clown. All the boys around us like he's made of a sound sound. You'll sit and spoon in the afternoon on his mama's knee. When you get her out alone,
uh-oh, look out.
You'll whisper in your ear. You'll be with me from one to three, but don't get ideas. You'll talk of love and start love, but don't get ideas. I'm only human. At least that's what she thought.
Oh, but how can I be human when I look into those eyes?
I'll take a chance and discuss like this, but don't get ideas. I'll hug a wife but still the time, but don't get ideas. Your mother makes it so right. You go out and stay all night, but if you come nearer, then I'll fight, so don't get ideas. Now, Kathy, here, now listen here. I said to her last night, why, you say that you adore me, but still you fill my soul with fright. Why, shame on you, well, half past two, I guess, within the law. Ah, but when I grabbed her round the waist, she crossed me in the jaw. Oh, you can feel as cool as silver blue, but don't get ID. You can laugh and clown and fool around, but don't get ID. I'm just a lady, confessing I have charms. But if you ever do get slip, I'll have to break your arm. You can swim or fly, live or die, but don't get ID. You can break a chair and tear your hair, but don't get ID. You may have been just plain to see. Fred and dear old Kentucky. Ah, but now you're just a crumb to me. So don't get ideas.
Say, Cliff, have you any idea what could be keeping Francis the valet?
Where'd you send him?
Oh, I sent him after some rat poison. Oh, here he comes. Speak of the devil and you hear his grandmother.
Yeah, that's right.
Now listen, what kept you so long?
I had a big argument with a man in a drugstore.
Argument with a man in a drugstore? That's bad.
That's funny bad.
Now, listen up, Francis. What was this argument about?
Well, he wanted to send the rat poison over.
Well, what did you want to do?
Well, I wanted to send the rats over after.
Oh, Francis, don't you know that you can't fool a druggist like
that?
Yeah,
you shouldn't try any funny stuff like that.
Now, listen, Francis, why don't you be honest? Like, now, take, for instance, George Washington. I presume you know who George Washington was.
Oh, sure. He's a guy what's wife makes candy.
Francis, you are dumb.
Boy, he's dumber than I am, Lolly.
Yes, believe that or not, Mr. Ripley. Listen here, you bucket of soot.
Yes, sir.
You sit down over here. I want to give you a little lecture. Now, first of all...
Hey, Lolly, just a minute. I know a heck of a good story about a skirt.
Now, listen, back to your doghouse. Now, listen, now then, my good man.
I still think that I'd ought to tell that story about the skirt.
Will you please be quiet? Now, listen, here I'm trying to give Francis a lecture here about the skirt, about honesty, I mean.
Well, I insist, so you'll just have to get barefooted and listen. Why are the new long skirts like prohibition?
Well, I don't know.
Doggone, I don't know either.
Well, because they cover up a lot of old familiar junk.
Oh, my.
Believe it or not.
That's a shade bad.
I just go along, right along, thinking of a constant need. Just the one I love, just can't be bothered with me. I try to stay away, and I say, I'll find other company. Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. But I keep making my mind up, but I mind up, by hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throw down, I feel low down. I keep coming back for more. But maybe I could get some mad man. The only one that I can see is the one who says she just can't be bothered with me. I just go along, right along, thinking of a constant need. Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. Stay away, and I say, I'll find out the company. Just the one I love, just can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I'm hanging on the old front door. I feel low down. I could drink one more. Maybe I could get some my man. The only one that I can be is the one that says she just can't be bothered with me.
Hey, now, Francis, here, take that easy and go to the door, will you, please? Make it snappy.
Yeah, the rubbish, man.
Francis, tell him he don't want today. And now, while we're here, friends, I want to read the daily news events gathered at random, or Sawtell, I believe. I'm not sure this way. However, here are the articles. Glasgow, Scotland. Things are very quiet here today on account of it being Tag Day. It has been very cold here also, which is probably the reason why so many of the natives stayed indoors. That's quite an article. Ward on the Thumb, South Dakota. Senator Umpche made the statement today to the effect that prohibition will be a great, great thing when it comes in. Chicago, Illinois. A man died here a natural death today. Gangland fainted dead away.
Hey, that Chicago's a great place.
Yes, I know. Chicago is a great place. You see, my uncle ran for mayor there.
Well, was he elected?
No, you see, when he stopped running, he was in California, and you couldn't elect him in California.
Oh, we better sing a song after that.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Give me a little itch, hey, I'll give a little itch, hey, do ye. Old Childford, Hillway, ooh, yeah. Give me a little, ah, hey, I'll give a little, ah, hey, do ye. I'm wild about you, I feel just like a fool, I am the centering upon your finger, some day, ooh, yeah. Hillway, ooh, yeah. Give me a little itch, hey, I'll give a little itch, hey, do ye. Ah, Hillway.